Joining us today is Bruce Smith, the president and CEO of Radius Gold, listed on the TSX with the ticker RDU. The company has four projects, all located in South America. So welcome onto Stockbox, Bruce. I notice a headline on your website, Relentless Exploration, Great Discoveries. So this is not something that I see very often when looking at companies, but I wonder if you can start us off by just giving us a high-level overview, maybe an elevator pitch of the company and what you're all about.
Yeah, well, thanks for inviting me on the show. I really appreciate it. I'm Bruce. I'm a geologist and engineer, but I've been exploring, I guess, relentlessly for almost 30 years around the globe. I've explored in Africa, Asia, but mostly for the last 20 years in Latin America, North America. So we constantly do that and we never stop and we find mines along the way. And Radius Gold is a multi-project company. We tend to find we're good at grassroots discovery, bring those discoveries through to resources. Mm-hmm. And so we have four active projects right now and a few more that I'm working on that I hope to get active soon. So there's the mostly in Latin America. There's the Amalia project where we're drilling at the moment. Guatemala project where we've been drilling on and off for the past year and a bit. And then we have two projects that are Plata Verde Silver and Maricela, another silver gold project that we are going to start drilling later this year. So we've got a lot of projects and we've got a lot of news flow and we're a gold, silver focused company.
Okay, so a gold, silver focused company, also focused in South America. How come that specific focus?
We will look at things all over the world and I have done, but I have been working on and off in Latin America myself for the past 23 years. I speak Spanish fluently. I know the countries well. And I chose Mexico a couple of years ago to focus Radius on because I like the people. I like the fact that it's mining friendly, that we always have positive reactions from our projects in terms of communities and they're always welcome us and we can get things done there pretty quick. I can get drill permits for our projects usually in 2 months. So that's why I like Mexico. It's a good, stable, solid mining jurisdiction where the people are pro-mining and where you can get permits and get things done quickly.
You can get stuff done, yeah.
And of course, it's, you know, Mexico is the world's biggest silver producer. If you want to find silver and gold, Mexico's number one silver producer in the globe.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so let's just take a look at the project then and what stage they're at. So you say you're currently drilling on Amalia. Can you just give us the information about what that project is and what stage it's at the moment?
Yes, so Amalia is a joint venture with Pan American Silver Mines. Pan American is probably the second largest producer of silver in the world, I think. And we discovered the Amalia project that's in Chihuahua, Mexico. We got it drill ready. We looked for funding and Pan American came along and said they had the money to help us drill. So we started drilling in Amalia in 2018 and we have been constantly drilling there ever since and we're still drilling. So at Amalia, we have drilled. There are three main structures. These are big epithermal vein systems covering, you know, it's a very large area. Some of the veins extend for kilometers, 3 or 4 kilometers, and they're big, wide structures. It's mountainous, so it takes time to get it done. Mm-hmm. But we've been drilling the Amalia structure, the California structure, and another one called El Cuervo. And on each of those three separate areas, we've hit amazing grade on everyone. So at the main Amalia structure, this thing called San Pedro, we hit at one stage 44 meters at 12 grams gold and 309 silver. Mm-hmm. That, you know, for an epithermal gold vein, that's an amazing hit. Mm-hmm. At California, that's a parallel vein structure about a couple of kilometers away. Last year, we hit 26 meters at 2.59 gold and 353 silver. And then we've moved the rig down to a new structure. Recently, we drilled a hole 96 meters at 167 silver and 0.54 gold, including 40 meters wide at nearly 300 silver and 0.8 gold. And those widths and grades are, you know, you build mines out of that sort of thing. So we know that we've got a, you know, a big resource there that's coming out soon. The question is, we're coming to the end of our agreement with Pan American, where we'll form a, you know, a joint venture, and they are looking for a world-class mine. They're one of the biggest silver miners in the world. That's what they're after. We know that we've got a big resource coming. We just don't know how big it's going to be and whether it'll be big enough for Pan American to, you know, start an aggressive takeover of us. But that's the plan. And if we find a medium-sized mine, we'll be happy with that as well.
Okay.
So that's the Amalia project. Mm-hmm. We are currently drilling there now. We have been drilling almost constantly now for 4 years. And, you know, this every month I expect to get new drill results. Every month we put them out. And, you know, they're mostly really solid mineable grades and widths. And last month was great. And this month should be too.
Okay. Okay. And what's the other project that you're currently drilling on?
So the next main project that we've been working on a lot is called the Guatemala Joint Venture. Mm-hmm. Historically, we hold the largest ground package in the country. Simon Ridgway's company, 25 years ago, discovered a couple of mines in Honduras and Guatemala and sold them, and he made his fortune or started it then. And we've held this ground in Guatemala for a long time. We hold a huge package, and as Radius holds this big ground package, we joint ventured it with a company called Volcanic. They provide all the money. They do all the drilling. They're earning into 60%. And they drilled about 30 holes into a project called Holly. Some phenomenal grades and success on that project. Unfortunately, we've ran into some pretty tough community relations problems, and we've had to stop drilling for a while. But we were hitting in the last holes 5 meter intervals at, you know, 79 grams gold and 5 kilos silver. That was hole 23, and hole 27 hit 4.57 meters at 50 grams gold and 3.9 kilos silver. And when you think about those phenomenal grades, you don't need much tons. I was just running the calculation this morning, and, you know, 260,000 tons of that stuff would make 1 million ounces. Mm. So we don't need much of it. We've also discovered within our 350,000 hectare land package of applications, we've discovered a new project down there called Matawa Norte. Again, I always love high grades, so that's what I look for. There's some super high grades coming out of that thing. It's not an epithermal gold system. It's an orogenic one, and those deposits can be very big. And we've got surface rock chip sampling to date that is in the 50s and hundreds of grams of gold. You can look at the website, check it out, and the visible gold enhanced specimen. And we're trying to get that permit granted. We've got the environmental permit done. We're just waiting for the government to sign off on the mining permit, and then we can get to work. So that's Guatemala. And both of these projects, by the way, the Guatemala and the Amalia project, fully funded by our partners. We go out and find things, get them ready for drilling, bring in a partner usually to fund the drilling.
Okay.
So instead of diluting our shareholders by issuing more and more stock, we haven't done a private placement or issued stock for in excess of 10 years. We try to keep our shareholders from being diluted. I'm a big shareholder. Simon is too. We don't want to be diluted. So we tend to take dilution on individual projects by bringing in partners.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. So the next project I've been working on was a discovery that we made called Plata Verde in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Grassroots silver discovery. It's a historic mine, mined in the late 1800s, early 1900s, was ceased at the Mexican Revolution. And we found these enormous series of underground caverns and mines that were targeting silver. We've permitted that, ready for drilling. We've built a road to it. when I first found that it was 6 hours ride on a mule, now we've got a road down to it. And we are currently in negotiations with a large silver mining company to get the money to start drilling. We hope to start drilling that this year. And then recently we found during the COVID lockdown, I was sitting at home playing with Google Earth and came up with an interesting target right outside of the Cananea Porphyry in Mexico. For those who obviously don't know Mexico, the Cananea Porphyry is the third largest copper deposit on the planet. They have been mining there for 100 years, and these giant porphyries drive gold and silver systems around them, right on the edge of that porphyry. Most of that ground's been held by big copper companies for years that don't generally explore for silver veins and gold veins. And right on the edge, we found a great silver-gold vein system that I managed to acquire, and we have now drill permitted. And I'm here in Vancouver to talk to a few companies about giving us some money to start drilling later this year. Radius will do well.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad you spoke about the triggers there, because that would have been my final question, just on your market cap of approximately 30 million Canadian at the moment. And the grades there are outstanding, like you say. But perhaps some, and I like your placing model as well. I think that's, or the no placing model, I should say, that the non-dilutive method of funding. And come July, then maybe you're looking at that trigger point. I wonder perhaps if we can just finish off, if you could maybe list three reasons as to why investors might consider investing in Radius Gold.
Well, for people who are investing in junior stocks, there's always a high fluctuation in price. People are looking for things to go through the roof, and they often don't. They sometimes go through the floor. Mm-hmm. But Radius has these multiple projects, and our share price has been relatively stable for a long time. And that is because, exploration is a tough game, and sometimes you have wins and sometimes you have losses. And we can sustain the odd loss because we've got multiple projects, and usually one is charging ahead. So we hope to get that, great valuation and price through discovery, but we're less risky than a lot of other companies because we have this stable of projects and relatively stable share price. We don't dilute our shareholders, and we've got multiple projects that all could provide that winning hit it out of the park project that we're looking for.
Excellent. Well, Bruce Smith, the president and CEO of Radius Gold, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and thanks for your listeners for listening in, and look forward to talking to you again when we have some resources in hand.